work-related disease, and there is a huge difference between the two, between occupational disease and work-related disease. Of course, I am sure you know it now. And there is another term, we didn't discuss it, that is occupational medicine. And what are the difference between occupational medicine and clinical medicine? Let us go through these two things. What's occupational medicine? According to the Royal College of Physicians in 1978, they defined the occupational medicine as what? It is preliminary and preventive medicine. Preventive medicine, and you remember, we already mentioned this, that occupational health is prevention, and it is primary prevention, moreover. So it is a preventive medicine, and there is some therapeutic function. Occupational medicine, usually, it is deal with what? It deal with the health problem of the worker at any workplace. The occupational medicine dealing with the work environment, not only the worker, but also the environment that give adverse effect or a bad effect on the worker. Not only that, also it concern, or I mean occupational medicine, concern or dealing with the promotion of the worker and proper prevention and the treatment. These are the occupational medicine. Now, let us see what's the difference between the two, between the occupational medicine and clinical medicine in general. Thanks. First of all, the target population. Definitely, you know that the target population in the occupational medicine is worker. اللي يهموني منه التارجت هم worker at any place, at any job. You are worker, so occupational medicine. Okay, so worker at any job. While in the clinical medicine, the target population is patient, whatever the job of them. Patient only. Now, health status in the occupational medicine dealing with the healthy and diseased persons, definitely. While in the clinical medicine, they are dealing only patient. ما في واحد healthy يروح على الطبيب. Okay, so only the diseased person. Now, the place of the management. Of course, in the occupational medicine, the place is plant factories. While in the clinical medicine, hospital and the clinic, you know it very well. Diagnosis system of medical examination in the occupational medicine. While in the clinical medicine, we depend on the examination as well as in some investigation. The management, who are doing the management in the occupational medicine? Who are they? Who are responsible for the management in occupational medicine? It is occupational health program. While the surgeon and physician, a pediatrician, and so many other person are responsible for the treatment or management in clinical medicine. So that's why I just show you this difference, because our lecture today is continue about occupational health program, because we say health, occupational health program is responsible for the health of the worker in the factory. This is why I later on. Okay, shukran. Now, what's occupational health program? is a program for promoting and protecting the people. احنا من البداية قلنا ال occupation health is promoting and protecting. So it's a program for promoting or for promotion, it doesn't matter, and protecting of the health of the worker and their environment. And also prevention of occupational disease, occupational hazard. So this is the definition of the program. Now, of course, for each program, there is a staff. Who are they? Who are they? First of all, industrial physician. أنتم إن شاء الله بالمستقبل. Maybe one of you, two of you, I don't know. Okay, industrial physician. Always with the physician, there is a nurse. So they call it occupational nurse. And there is occupational hygiene. Hygienist. There is safety engineer who are responsible. In addition, there is industrial safety personnel and toxicologists. Moreover, some of them, they added epidemiologists. So all these, all those are the staff of the occupational program. They are responsible to deal with the worker at their workplace. Let us go one by one. The industrial physician into الأوائل. Of course, دائما الطبيب هو الأصل وأنتم هم الأصل. أرجوكم البنات, please. اسكتوا. ما بحب اروح اقول للعميد, صدقوني ما بحب اقول للعميد. The physician is a key person in occupation health team. هو الاصل. He is the leader. You are the leader of the team. You are the person who designed, who will say design and implement it. Design and implement it. The health, occupational health program. So he's responsible for so many things. What are the duties? He has a lot of duties. What are his duties? First of all, he performed pre-placement examination. Pre-placement. And also he performed, or he is responsible for the periodic examination of the worker. Of course, examination, medical examination. He is responsible for emergency treatment and first aid for in the occupation that related to the occupation. And also, he is responsible for the diagnosis and the treatment of occupational disease. He is responsible for the rehabilitation. In addition, he will assist. He is the one who assists the degree of a disability. Why? And then evaluated the compensatory or compensation. Okay? So, calculated the required compensation. So, this is the duty. And also, he is responsible for the referral, chronic non occupational disease. And I'm the diabetes, all of a sudden, suddenly the complication. So, he is the one who is referring me to the specialist outside. In addition, he is responsible to do or to carry out a health education for the worker, which is very, very important. And he is responsible to perform or to carry out the first aid treatment from non-communicable from non-occupational disease. Okay? So these are the duty of the physician اللي هي إن شاء الله أنتم منهم بالمستقبل. What are the occupational nurse? Always the nurse is accompanying the physician. He or she, it doesn't matter. Okay? She will assist the physician in most of his duty in providing medical services, of course, in supervision of the work environment. She will assist in supervision because it's not her duty to do the supervision, but she will assist in this. Okay? Also, she will assist in education with the physician, health education, I mean, definitely. And she is responsible to keep medical record. This is her responsibility, to keep the medical record of each worker. Okay? This is very important. Now, of course, for everything there should be an objective or aim. حتى دراستكم حتى جيتكم اليوم إلها aim. So what are the objective of occupational health program? First of all, protection of employees against health hazard in their workplace, definitely. Protection of the worker, employees worker at their workplace. Of course, this is our aim is primary prevention. Facilitated the placement of the worker according to their physical, mental, and emotional status. يحط الرجل المناسب في المكان المناسب. Okay? So, facilitated the placement of the worker according to their physical, mental, and emotional capability. Assuring an adequate medical care دائما. Okay? And rehabilitation of occupationally diseased and injured worker, assuring always موجودة. Protection of the, so this is all these are related to the worker and environment and the workplace, but also the objective of the program is to protect the general environment of the community. أنا عندي معمل يطلع أشياء toxic to the community, so this is my duty. So to protect the community from anything that come out from this factory and affecting the health status of the community. This is also, in another word, the program responsible for the worker, for the environment of the work, as well as to the community outside the workplace. Okay, what are the activity? Of course, this program having an activity. 8 activity were for this occupational program and occupational health services. What are these? First of all, maintenance of the health work environment. أهم شيء, health work environment should be in a good status. In a healthy status, not only good, definitely. Diagnosis and treatment of occupational disease. Uh-huh. Acute. This is promotion of the health worker. Promotion of the health worker. Prevention of the occupational health hazard. Look, this is my duty. And if I can do prevention, promotion, the best. Prevention, yes. Then if I can do prevention, I will do controlling of these hazards inside the workplace. Health hazard. And of course, another task is rehabilitation and compensation. for the disabled people due to their work. Okay. Providing special care for the vulnerable group. Who are they? Women and children. We will discuss it in the future. So provide a proper treatment, proper management. I mean, not treatment medical, no. Treatment from all aspects. Special care for the vulnerable group, in another word, for the woman and for the children. In addition, the most important, I told you, is keeping good health recording system. This is very important. They call it the seeing eye of the occupational health. This is very important to keep a record detail. This we will discuss in future. And we said it is responsibility of the nurse. Now let us go one by one. Maintenance of a healthful work environment. Definitely. This required, who will do it? Personnel skilled in industrial hygiene. You remember, one of the team is the hygienist. So this one, this person, he is the one who is responsible for this task. Skilled in industrial hygiene. To perform, he will do what? He will do periodic examination for the all environment of the factory. In each department, whatever the size, okay? Perform periodic inspection of the different department of the factory. And he will evaluate the work environment. He will evaluate and detect if there is any hazard. It's not enough to detect, yes, and alleviate horn hazard. No, I have to examine it. I have to identify the concentration, okay? So I have to assess, okay, of this health hazard. So when he assess this health hazard, and he have a full knowledge about industrial process or the material that he uses, so in this case, he can do a proper control measure to prevent the hazard of this material. So he can do a control and improve the control measure according to what he could find. But this is a task of the industrial hygiene. Now, coming to the second activity of the program, that is diagnosis and treatment of occupational disease, definitely. So, in diagnosis or treatment of the disease, occupational disease, the following criteria should fulfill the criteria for the disease to be as occupational disease. First of all, a detailed occupational history. لازم آخذ منا بالديتيل الممل. Okay. شو بيشتغل؟ اوكي شو كان بالسابق؟ History of exposure to the hazard. Our agent or process should be taken in a detail. انا مش بالاني اشتغل بالبوتاس، اوكي. اي area اللي اشتغل بيها؟ شو فيها المواد؟ So that's why a detailed exposure of the causative agent or hazardous material should be taken. Then symptom and sign must be coincide with the documented sign and symptom that related to such hazard. ماشي وياها تذكرون أول بارح كناها. Okay. In addition, it's not enough. أنا جيت تبليت على المعمل. طيب. So measurement sample should be taken from this factory, and then measurement of the hazard should be taken. Not only presence of the hazard is enough, but the concentration, well, measurement, and the presence of such hazard should be sufficient to cause such ill health. in another word, a concentration, that it is a risky in causing the disease. It's not enough just say, yes, there is such material. No, this is not enough. So I have to see presence in a sufficient concentration in producing the disease. In another word, and another side, manifestation of this disease must be present with the other people. أنا دا أشتغل وياي خمسة ستة. طيب ليش أنا صار بي والبقية ما صار بيهم؟ على الأقل عندهم sign, some of sign and symptom مثلي. So these manifestation are improved this way. These manifestation are prevail among other person at the same work. Another thing we mentioned 2 days ago, that the manifestation will be improved when the worker get out of his work. And it will be aggravated when he come back. So these are in addition, the disease should be registered in the list of occupational disease in the Ministry of Health. لازم هذا موجود in the Ministry of Health. And now there is such disease, consider it as an occupational disease. So all these are criteria for the to say that this is an occupational disease and we have to treat it or talk. Now, the other task of the program is promotion of the worker health. من البداية قلنا the aim of the occupational health is primary prevention. Primary prevention is one of it, is promotion of the health of the person. So promotion of the health of the worker, this can be done by two things. Of course, improving the health of the worker and improving the environment of the worker. It's not enough only the worker himself, but I have to do something for the environment of the work. So let us see how can we do these two things. To improve the health of the worker, of course, there are so many areas we can go through. First of all, adequate nutrition for the worker. This can be done either by education, nutrition education, or even I can give them some nutrient substances during their work. And also prevention and control of some parasitic disease. This is now the other area is a socioeconomic. Socioeconomic definitely one of it is to increase their salary, inshallah. And also give him guidance how to expanding this income. Regarding the social welfare, first of all, management of any family problem. ما بخليه لحاله على الأقل أساعده if he had any family problem. And also making a good social relation with the other workers or even with the director. This is very important. And encouraging a sport. All these under social welfare. And health education is also important to promote the health of the worker. In addition to that is keeping good medical record. So you can see medical record now. المفروض بس احنا انا اللي بريده. It should be. ليش؟ Maybe تذكرون بالحاضرة السابقة كنا there is some of occupational disease will affect a member of his family. تذكرون قلنا؟ It is. Okay. Now this is that one regarding to the worker himself. What about improving the environment of the workplace? Of course. This is good it is done through good sanitation of the workplace. Sanitation مش إلا okay. Good design of the machine. أجيب للمشين اللي هي ما تخلي يصير عنده accident. Updated. Okay. Suitable housekeeping. Proper lighting. Okay. Good control of physical hazard. Okay. الheat والradiation and so on so on. Supplying workplace with the washing facility. We will see in the future. There should be washing facility for in some working place. ما يطلع العامل إلا ما يأخذ حمام يطلع to protect his family. Okay. So this is very important. And now these are for promotion of the health. The other task of the program, you can see here, is prevention of occupational health hazard. This is very important task, prevention of the occupational hazard. It's a very huge task. It should be done through integrated effort of many disciplines, many specialties. Particularly, we have three specialties. They should combine together to prevent the occupational hazard. These specialty, medical prevention, and engineering prevention, and also hygienic prevention. So these three should combine together in order to prevent occupational hazard. Whatever the hazard is in this occupation. So it is done through three disciplines at least. So let us see one by one what they have to do. First of all, medical into the mustaqbal bi-idhnihi ta'ala. They do, of course, pre-employment. قبل ما تتعينوا حتى انتوا قبل ما صرتوا طلاب رحتوا سويتوا exam, yes? وقبل ما تتعينوا بإذنه تعالى انتوا أطباء كويسين و healthy, but you have to do pre, لازم تعملوا exam definitely all over the world وحتى أنا من زمان. This is we call it pre-employment, قبل التعيين. Then we have pre-placement, قبل ما حطة okay أنا كويسة بس يجوز ما أصلح أن أكون بالإكسراي ولا أصلح باللابراتوري. So we call it pre-placement, related to the place. Okay, then there is another thing, periodic examination and health education, immunization of the worker. All these are the tasks for the medical prevention. Let us see pre-employment, قبل ما تتعينوا, أول ما تتخرجوا بإذنه تعالى. For all person, to choose the suitable worker to a job. خلص تتعينوا, وين مكان, you have to go through. This is pre-employment, قبل التعيين. Pre-placement, طيب أنا عينوني بالمستشفى, فإذا لا أنا بدي أروح لفلان. You have to go through this and this and this examination. So this is, we call it pre-placement. This type of a medical examination must be done by whom? By you, by physician, occupational physician of the plant. It should be done by you, طبعا. To which the worker join. أنا رحت مكان معمل طبعا صاحب هذا الphysician in that معمل, he is responsible to do this. To put a suitable worker in a suitable place. This is the aim. Where is it? A suitable worker in a suitable place or a suitable process that is suitable to his physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Okay? According to that suit his health in all aspects. Each employee and a worker, each employee is subjected to the pre-placement examination. Okay, What are these pre-placement examination in a new job? First of all, personal, complete personal history, complete family history. So personal, family, and medical history should be in detail, should be taken in detail. Proper past and present occupation. طيب أنا أشتغل بالبوتاس. أوكي. شو كنت؟ بياقسم. أوكي. In present, currently. بياقسم. شو بتعمل؟ Complete. سابقا شو كنت أشتغل؟ So past and current worker should be taken in detail because it's very important. Okay. Past and present of current occupation history should be taken. Then physical, complete physical examination, complete comprehensive physical examination. Of course, laboratory investigation related to the nature of the job that I am looking for it. What are the objectives or aim of the pre-placement? Of course, okay, proper placement of the worker according to their physical, mental, okay, according الرجل المناسب في المكان المناسب to perform their job without any accident حتى أكون مأمنة. This is what. Then to have a baseline of a health status of each worker. يكون عندي baseline. بكرة صار عندنا شيء. Yes, أقدر أقول. This is related to the occupation. Okay? So a baseline. And another thing, establishing a record. شايفين الريكورد كم مرة جاكم؟ For a condition of the worker. Then, this, okay, from first of starting his job to be used for compensation. So all this is the aim of a pre-placement, and it is important. Now the other things is a periodic. We said pre-employment, we said pre-placement, now periodic. Periodic على دفعة. What did you say? Should we get it? دوري. Okay, so periodic, from time to time, dowry, age, so this for early detection and the treatment. And you know, from the first semester, early detection and the treatment, for early treatment, what do we call it is screening, to identify the disease in as early as possible. So early detection and treatment of the health hazards arises from the exposure. Okay, so we can treat it early as much as possible. So in this case, we can stop it, reverse it, or at least prevent another complication. And this is the aim of the screening, if you remember. It is done at a certain interval. Usually, it is done every 6 months or every 2 years. Yeah, twice a year or every 2 years. But also there is certain condition that we can make it more frequent. For example, this interval should be according to type of the hazard, duration of exposure to this hazard, concentration of this hazard. So all these will change the time. It's not enough. So it will be dependent on these things. Also, we have an individual finding in each examination in the energy to show هذا المريض هو كسائر عند بداية ما أقول يا روحي تعال بعد 6 شهور القوانين هيك تقول لو 6 أو 7 خلص فإذا according to the finding of the exam of the patient, of the worker. Okay, so I have to decide. on the body system that is related to such substances, as obvious substances causing in such organ or in another organ, we have to concentrate more and more. Okay? So, depending on the result that I have it from periodic examination, the worker will be either, okay, maybe temporarily or permanently removed from area. لما أقول له روح أخذ لك شهر وارجع، أو أقول له خلاص أنت بعد ما بيصير تبقى هون، روح ونقل إلى another area. So either permanently or temporarily removed from this exposure, and then or maybe advised to continue work or يكمل شغله أو يمكن بعدين or يمكن عن طريق أن compensation. مش أنا. I assess all factors and the compensation. What do we do in this exam, in periodic? First of all, survey or questionnaire. أسألة بالتفصيل المهم. Okay? About history of exposure بالتفصيل المهم to hazardous substance. أنت قديش صار لك؟ وين تقعد؟ وشو بتدخن وما بتدخن وكل يوم تجي ومن يا ساعة ليا ساعة وكل هذا I have to take it in بالتفصيل المبين. Okay? A history of exposure to the hazardous substances at workplace and then write any abnormal symptoms. أول شو بديت شو Of course then clinical examination and laboratory test. Investigation, X-ray, ومشاكل, or urine and blood and any other. Then early treatment and first aid should be given in the periodic examination according to the case that we have. Now, what are the objective, أهداف? Why do I do that? First of all, to determine the worker health, whether he is still capable to do my work or this work or not. فإذن, this is the first aim, okay? To see whether he is capable to continue in his work. Then, to determine the disease as early as possible, okay? And then to treat it. Of course. Other thing is to evaluate whether my control measure is good or bad. To see it, okay? To evaluate the control measure in the factory. And then improve it accordingly. So this is the objective of the periodic examination. Actually, it is a screening test, as I mentioned to you. Now, we have health education, the other task of the program is a health education and counseling. Of course, occupation health personnel should educate all the workers. We have to give them education, health education all the time. We have to educate them about personal hygiene and also about how can they maintain health status in a proper way. Okay? Health maintenance. Who will do this job? Okay. Definitely, you know. The physician, okay, industrial physician and the nurse are responsible. But there is another two person or other two specialty should cooperate with them, with the safety engineer. Safety engineer and industrial hygienist. All those people are combined together or cooperate together in giving the education to the employees at their workplace. Okay, The work can be done when I do it. Of course, during periodic examination. من أفحصهم يا جماعة عملي. This is a periodic. Or when receiving a laboratory test result, I will give him education. Or during treatment. Or when there is an introduction of the new process or a new machine, this is a good opportunity. I can give them health education. And you know about the signs and symptoms, dangerous, and so on. So I have to give them all this information during the education. Of course, you know, the successful education, of course, in this case, it will improve the health status of the worker and their habit. In addition, it will reduce the lost time. طبعا إذا أنا عندي worker disease worker راح يصير عندي lost time بالفاكتور. فإذا here when I give them education, lost time will be less, and also incidence of the disease will be much much less by giving education. Now, عندنا immunization of the worker and chemoprophylaxis, of course, it is the duty of the director of the work of the factory to protect their worker from some infectious disease. For example, عندنا أحسن example hepatitis B. أنتوا بكرة بعد بكرة إن شاء الله تروحون للكلينيكال. You have to have hepatitis B. And another vaccine. بس أنتوا شفتوا الكورونا وما شاكلة. أول ما انعطت للهيلثكير وركر. And so many other diseases. So they have to give them. Now, Lip engineering, نكمل إن شاء الله بالحاضرة الجاية. Okay, thank you very much. بس أتمنى بعد ما يصير عندك ليل, please. شكرا.